3 hours past midnight on April 16, 1945, approximately 9,000 Soviet guns opened fire on German positions along the Zelo Heights, guarding the eastern approaches to Berlin. Along the whole length of the horizon, it was bright as daylight, a Russian engineer remembered. Soviet troops were forced to cover their ears to avoid burst eardrums from the bombardment. In the sky above, flocks of birds wheeled amid clouds of smoke that poured up from the German lines. 40 miles from the front, terrified residents waited as their walls trembled from the distant barrage. After nearly 6 years of war, Adolf Hitler's capital lay besieged before the Red Army. Three Soviet fronts comprising 2.5 million men closed around the last fortress of the Third Reich. In the coming days, Soviet commanders would unleash a crushing assault that devastated Berlin. Savage street fighting tore through city blocks as the last of the Wehrmacht fell before the Soviet onslaught. Russian forces stormed the capital, raping and pillaging in an orgy of mass violence. A ghost town of cave dwellers was all that was left of this world metropolis, reported a representative from the Red Cross. 75 miles to the west, American forces camped along the Elbe River, waiting to meet the advancing Red Army. Joseph Stalin, the Soviet premier, had built the mightiest army the world had ever seen, one that outnumbered American and British forces by a factor of 4-1. Though they celebrated the Third Reich's collapse, no one could have blamed the American commanders for feeling anxious. If Stalin chose not to halt his legions in Germany but to send them into Western Europe, perhaps no force on earth could stop the communist juggernaut. That was about to change. Less than 4 months later, a brilliant light flashed across the skies above Hiroshima, followed by a crushing shockwave that ripped out across the city, accompanied by a burst of intense heat. At Ground Zero, the courtyard of Shima Hospital, temperatures reached 5,400 degrees Fahrenheit. People near the epicenter of the explosion were instantly vaporized. The explosion reduced human bodies, historian Richard Rhodes would write, to bundles of smoking black char in a fraction of a second as their internal organs boiled away. The heat from the bomb ignited thousands of fires around the city, which set off a vortex of air currents that took the form of a firestorm. 92% of Hiroshima's 76,000 buildings were destroyed. The stunned survivors found themselves lost in a burned-out wasteland. Corpses clogged the Ota River as a radioactive black rain spattered across the charred ruins of what had been only hours before Japan's seventh largest city. Approximately 130,000 people were killed instantly. 110,000 of them were civilians. Another 140,000 died by the end of the year. Soon after, President Harry Truman announced the bombing. If the Japanese leadership did not surrender, he explained, they may expect a rain of ruin from the air, the like of which has never been seen on this earth. More bombs were in production, and the United States intended to use them. 3 days later, Truman made good on his promise and dropped a second atomic bomb on Nagasaki. On August 14, 1945, the Japanese Empire surrendered, and the largest war in human history came to an end. More than 60 million people died in the Second World War. Cities across Europe and Asia lay in ruins. As survivors wandered through the irradiated ruins of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Allied troops in Europe picked their way through the ghastly remains of Nazi concentration camps, where Hitler's minions had slaughtered millions as part of a genocidal campaign against Jews, Soviet POWs, Poles, Romani, and others deemed undesirable. The discovery of mass graves scattered across the countryside to the east would soon drive the grisly toll even higher. In China, between 10 million and 20 million people had died as a result of Japan's bid to carve out its own empire in Asia. Japan's murderous campaigns destroyed decades of European colonial rule throughout the region, replacing it, briefly, with an empire centered in Tokyo that rivaled Berlin in its brutality. Much of the war had been a clash between authoritarian governments, Germany, Japan, and the Soviet Union.